Oh. Oh, man, it means a lot. It means a lot, for sure. You know, just thankful. Thank the Lord, you know, my family and my teammates. And most importantly, man, Coach McVay, you know, for coming in and, you know, just changing everything around, you know, for us making our first playoff appearance in a long time. And, you know, for Goff to have the great year he did, the O-line, everybody. And then for me and AD to be able to win Offensive and Defensive Player of the Year, it's crazy. So definitely blessed and thankful to be in this position. Yeah, yes, sir. And that's what I love about sports, man. You know, you're not going to have a great year every year. And, you know, that's why you go through the bad times to enjoy the good times like this. So it just tells you what type of people we are and what type of team we were to be able to go through that rough stretch and be able to bounce back and just turn everything around. And, you know, no better feeling than winning games, especially in the NFL.
Todd, it's only the second time, Todd, to your right. Up here.
Oh,
it's only the second time in history that a team has swept Offensive and Defensive Player of the Year. So what does that mean to you to do that?
A lot. Yeah, it's crazy. You know, the Saints got, you know, the rookies, and we took home the offensive and defensive. So, you know, that just tell you that, you know, the type of players we have on the team, you know, we all help each other out. You know, obviously we have some talent, but we're nothing without, you know, the whole 9 yards and everybody together. And then we also have a coach who's up for, you know, coach of the year. So, you know, that just shows us, you know, why we're in the situation we're in, and, you know, we were able to come away with those awards.
Knowing that you guys have this, you got offensive and defensive, your coach, I mean, just talk about what this is building, what you guys building in L.A.
Yeah, it's a start, man. You know, definitely, you know, like you said, just – from, you know, a lot of the older guys, you know, only been in the league 3 years, but, you know, just to go through losing the first 2 years, and some guys go through it a lot, but, you know, just for us to turn it around and to go out there and make plays, have the transition from St. Louis to L.A. and be able to, you know, overcome everything we did, and, you know, now we're in a position at the NFL Honors and, you know, collecting awards, and, you know, we got one of the best coaches, young coaches in the league up for the award as well, so. You know, definitely, it's just, you know, it's crazy. It's surreal, for sure.
Okay. Last question. Yeah. So after the playoffs, after the awards between you and Aaron Donald, what are the expectations for the Rams next season? What are the goals for the Rams?
It's a lot of expectations. You know, obviously, we made the playoffs for the first time. So, you know, you don't want to go backwards. So we just got to keep working hard. Just come every day, you know, off-season, training camp or whatever that is, and just keep supporting each other and just get better every day and just, you know, just have that one goal in mind that everybody has, and that's to be playing. You know, instead of talking to you guys, to be playing, but there's only one team that can be able to do that. But it was definitely a start, you know, from what we did this year, and definitely looking forward to next year.
Hey, Todd, one more up here, if you don't mind. After your award, they announced Luke Kuechly as Sportsman of the Year.
Yeah.
Do you know him much, and kind of what's his reputation around the league?
You know, never really met him until yet. Like 2 days ago, we were doing a little Nickelodeon Slime Showdown, and he was just such a cool dude, man, just a real good dude. And I heard so much about him. And then you just me being a fan of the league and just seeing the things he's done, and, you know, I know he's with, you know, Thomas Davis. So, you know, I just, you know, TD's one of the best players, great person in the league. So, you know, for them to have two guys like that definitely means a lot. He's a great player, man, on and off the field, and an even better person, you know, from what I've seen, you know, just from, you know, being a fan of Kuechly.